Morning. What a blessing it is to be out in the house of the Lord one more time. Whenever you walk in and you're able to just feel the presence of the Lord, when you walk in on down, you know, just it's impossible not to notice. You can't walk by the Lord standing right here in our midst and not just feel Him. And it is a wonderful, wonderful thing this morning to be here. We appreciate you, Pastor, giving us this opportunity. We come here this morning, and I knew the Lord had given me something, and I didn't know if I was going to get to share it this morning, if I'd have to wait another week, but we're thankful to have the opportunity this morning. If you've got your Bibles with you, we're going to be reading out of the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. Very familiar scripture. This is a passage that we read even as we're little young children, but we read it again last night as we were sitting around the house trying to figure out, you know, just a little something to tote with us this morning and a little something to bring. And we came across this scripture, and if I had one thought over another, it would be a single opportunity. And so I began to pray on this scripture, and I began to just read over it, and the Lord showed me just a few things, but we're going to read here, and then we'll go back through as the Lord leads. But it says there in the 14th verse of the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I believe that's all that the Lord would have us to read. I'm not one that's considered a great speaker. I'm not a great reader, as you heard this morning. I'm not a great theologian. I'm not a great preacher this morning. All I can try to do is bring what the Lord has led us to bring. And this little scripture, the way I'm going to try to bring it to you this morning is a way that I've never even heard it preached myself. It's just a little something that the Lord showed us. But I thought about that servant there with the 1 talent. You know, it says there in that scripture that he gave each one to his several ability. He gave them according to their several ability. And this morning, you can take that one of 2 ways. He gave each one a different number of talents, 1 5, 1 2. 2 and 1, 1. And you can take that as well. The one that got 5 talents was capable of more, and so I'm going to give him a little bit more. Or you can take it as, you know what, that servant that got the 1 talent, I believe that he can do more with less, that he don't need as much to get him started. And so I got to thinking about those talents, and I got to thinking about what a talent was. It was just a sum of money, and lots of times when we're taught this servant or a story as a child, we think of it as a little coin, but a talent was much, much more than that. I believe I read somewhere that a talent was almost the sum of a year's wages. It was a great sum of money. It was not some little deal to be given one of these talents. And so this master that gave to his servants there, he gave each one something very valuable. He gave each one something worth a whole lot. But we read there how these servants, they went and they began to work with their master's money. The one that received 5, he went out and made 5 more. One that received 2 went and made 2 more. But the one that received 1 took and he buried it in the ground, it says, because he was afraid. And I thought a little bit about that servant that had 1 talent. You know, what did he have to be afraid of? Was he afraid of losing that of his master's money? Was he afraid of doing something that he shouldn't have done with it? Maybe he said, well, I ain't got much to gamble with. I ain't got much to go out and test the market with. Maybe I should just hide it and keep it by itself. And so I did a little bit of research, and I began to read there about these talents and about this story. And you see, back in Jesus' day, when he would have told this parable to the crowd, it was actually considered that this last servant did the right thing. You see, back in the day, when you went into a place of commerce, it was only seen as you should only try to make money if you absolutely had to make as little money as possible. You see, they lived in a time when there were very few wealthy people, and the very wealthy were frowned upon by the working class. They were looked at and said, you know what, they're greedy, and they don't need all that. So this servant, he did what he was supposed to in the eyes of society. He was afraid not of what his master would have thought. If he had wondered what his master would have said, he could have looked at them other 2 servants and said, you know what, maybe I ought to be doing what they're doing. But no, he looked at the others that were around him, and he said, you know what, they're going to think poorly of me. They're going to hate me and get mad at me for going out and trying to do something with this money that I have been given, do something with this sum of money, this great sum. If I go and try to make another talent out of this, they're going to hate me and get mad, and they're going to kick me out of their place, and I won't be welcome there no more. But you know what? I got to thinking about this opportunity that he had. You see, that's what this talent was. These men were servants. They were slaves. They didn't have nothing. Back in these days, you went to being a slave because you were indebted to somebody, or because you didn't have any money. You didn't have a thing to your name. And so this money was an opportunity given to them by the master to them to go and to make something. It says there at the end that one servant had 10 talents. It didn't say that he had made 10 talents to the master. It said that that servant had 10 talents. That meant that those became his because of what he had done with the 5. You see, when we are lost and undone, that is a talent that we have. That is something that the Lord has given us. The Master has given us something to work with. He's given us an opportunity to come and to make something so much greater than we could have ever made on our own. You see, if I had been brought into this world and I had never been lost, that means I could have never been saved. And I've got something so much greater waiting on me on the other side after I die in this world and lift my eyes up in heaven. I've got a place waiting on me that is greater than one I could ever ever build for myself here on this earth. You see, I'm just a servant. I'm just a little slave here in this world. I ain't got nothing to my name. Anything that I do got, I've got the clothes on my back and I've got the shoes on my feet. I've got a little car and a little pickup truck at home. I've got a little house that I live in. But you know what? One of these days, it's all going to turn to dust. It's all going to burn up. And then what's it going to be worth? It's not going to be worth nothing except that which the Lord has given me, because there's nothing here on this side. There's nothing that the devil can do. There's nothing that anybody can do to take away or to ruin that which the Lord has given me. You see, He gave me one of these talents. He gave me a single opportunity when I was a 9-year-old little boy to come and to work and to be one of His. He said, Sam, you ain't gonna be nothing if you don't get something from me. You're gonna stay a slave, you're gonna die a slave, and you're gonna die and lift your eyes in the devil's hell if I don't give you this opportunity to be saved. If I don't offer you some of the blood to take and apply to your heart, if you don't ask for it, if you don't receive it, you're not gonna be worth nothing. You won't be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You won't be able to come to the Father because you haven't come by the blood of the Son. You won't be able. So you know what? I had to get down and I had to beg and I said, Lord, I had to want it more than anything that I've ever wanted before and ever wanted since. I wanted saving. I wanted to be saved more than anything. And the Lord gave it to me. He did. He gave it to me just as freely. I didn't have to work for it. I didn't have to go out to the exchangers. I didn't have to go take it to the bank and let it accrue interest. And after a while, after it had built up enough, I was able to bring it back and said, Lord, I've made enough of myself here on this earth to come and to pay my way to heaven. I've made enough of myself to get myself. I've worked hard enough to get myself there. No, that's not it. Yes, I did decide to be saved. I decided to come and accept that which the Lord was given. But unless He offered it to me, I wasn't getting there to start with. You see, we have to be willing to take and to use that which the Lord gives us. That salvation is not just something we're supposed to take and to bury in the ground and wait till He comes back. You see, you can't just sit on that kind of an opportunity. If I say, you know what, I'm here at Silver City Church this morning and I've got an opportunity. I know that I've got one. I know that I'm lost and undone, and I'm just going to sit here and wait until mom or daddy or grandma or grandpa's here. I'm going to wait until I want to be saved. I'm going to wait until everybody that I want to is here. I'm going to wait until Russell gets back up to preach. I'm going to wait till maybe if he asks Michael to come and stand. I'm going to wait till then. I'm here to tell you, you don't know how many talents you've got. You may have 5. You may have 2, or you may just have this one. You may have only a single opportunity, and the only one you're guaranteed is the one you've got right now this morning. It's the only one that you can say, you know what, I know that I've got this one. You could wake up tomorrow morning and that feeling would be gone away. You could wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know what, I ain't lost no more. And I'd be more scared for you then than I am now, having that feeling going away, knowing that you didn't ask to be become a child of the King, knowing that you didn't ask to come and be saved. I would be terrified, because that means that you don't know if you're going to get another chance. There's been stories of people that have turned Him away and have gotten a second opportunity. But there's plenty of stories of people that have turned Him away and never gotten another one and lifted their eyes in the devil's hell. Hell's full of a lot of good folks that was waiting on the right opportunity. Hell's full of a lot of good folks that made a lot of good decisions that said, you know what, I'm going to wait just a little while until I'm ready. You know what? You need to be ready now. If you're not ready, get ready. This is a wake-up call from the Lord saying, you know what? This is your opportunity. I've given you this chance. I've given you this chance at life. This sum of money was a year's wages. That means that it was something that these men could have lived off of for a year. But I'm here to tell you, the talent that He's trying to give you this morning, the one He's laid in your lap, it's enough of you to live off off of for the rest of eternity. It's something you can take with you through the rest of your life on this side and on into glory. It's what's going to pay for my mansion up above. The one that He's built for me. He's gone to prepare a place for me. And when I get up there, I ain't going to have no money. I can't take my billfold with me. I can't pull out my checkbook and write a check for it. But what I can do is I can say, Lord, I'm here. I'm one of yours. And because of a decision that I made to come and be saved, because of the opportunity that you gave me to be one of yours, I'm here standing in front of you, a child of the King. I'm here standing in front of you, a sinner saved by grace this morning. If you can't say that, if you can't say that I'm going to heaven, I know without a shadow of a doubt, if you know that you've got an opportunity this morning, I pray that you would come. I pray that you would come. If y'all come on to the instruments, I'm about done. I know that ain't been long this morning, but I've gone just about as far as the Lord let me go. After you read this story ends, this parable ends in the 30th verse. After this servant gets cast out into the outer darkness, into a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, that awful, awful place called hell. The next little thing that the Lord says, these words are also in red. He tells this parable, this story of the ones separated the sheep from the goats, the shepherd separating the sheep from the goats, the sheep there on his right hand and the goats on his left. This is when here that the opportunity's over. This is when the talent's been taken back. This is when the master returns. You don't know when he's going to come here this morning, church. You don't know when the Lord's going to show back up. He may decide to walk through them doors here before I get down. He may decide to come through that door, through that stained glass window. He may decide to just come through the roof. I don't know, but I do know that when he comes back, the opportunity that you're sitting on, that you buried in the ground and put away for just a little while, ain't going to be no good. It's not going to be any good because he's going to ask for it back. He's going to take it from you without you able to make anything for yourself, without you being able to use it and get something that'll let you live off of it for just a little while. That's the only reason I'm able to live today. If I wasn't saved, if I didn't have a hope that when he separates these sheep from the goats, when the Lord comes back, if I didn't have a hope that I was going to be on that right side, that side that said, well done, my good and faithful servant. If I didn't have a chance, if I didn't have a hope in him, I wouldn't have no business being up here. I wouldn't have no business getting up here trying to preach to y'all because I wouldn't have a hope. And if I don't have it, what good am I trying to tell you about it? If I don't have it, what good is it for me to try to convince you to get it? Well, obviously, preacher, you didn't need it, so why are you telling me about it? I'm here to tell you this morning, this is the single thing about me that's worth anything in this world. I'll never be worth anything on this side. Left to my own devices, I'd be a slave. I would be a sinner. I'd be one just that would eventually get put out there in the graveyard in the dirt and left to rot. But you know what? Because of a chance he gave me, that's all a talent is an opportunity. That's what he's given you this morning is an opportunity to come and be saved, to receive life, get something that'll last you just a little while. You can try to live off the things of this world as long as you want to, but it ain't going to be any good. One of these days it's going to run out. One of these days they talk about the oil crisis because one of these days all the oil is going to run out and we're going to have to swap over to electric cars or we're going to have to figure out some other way to get around. We're going to have to figure out something because one of these days the oil is going to be gone. Well, I'm telling you what, one of these days everything here on this earth is going to be gone and we're going to have to figure out something else to live off of. Or you're going to need you something to carry you just a little bit further. It's like them old boys in the Old Testament, those lepers sat outside of the city and they had gone just as far as they could go and they didn't have no food. There was a famine in the land and they said, you know what? We can either sit out here and die of starvation, but why sit we here until we die. I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to take this chance. I'm going to go down into the city. And if they kill me, so be it. I'm going to die anyways. You know what? That's the point I had to get to when I was lost and undone. I said, you know what? I'm not worried about what them people down there in the city is going to think. I'm not worried about what the kids at school is going to think. I'm not worried about what the folks I come in contact with are going to think, because I need something more than what I've got. I need something to get me just a little bit further. And I'm sorry, y'all. I'm about done. The Lord's just given it to me this morning. He said, I've gone as far as the Lord will let me go. I can't go no further. When I was a 9-year-old little boy, I said, I went as far as I can go. I can't carry this no further. I can't go any further without something to sustain me, something to carry me on a little bit further than I am right now. And the only thing that can do that is the bread of life. The only thing that can do that is something given by the Master. It's something given to you by God that will take you not just through this world, but on into the next life. On into the one that will last a lot longer than this one has. So this morning, as they begin to play and sing, and as they stand, or however Russell wants to carry out the service, this morning I just ask you to follow the Lord this morning. He's given each one of us a job to do. He's given every man a work. He's given every woman a work. He's given everybody something that they need to do while they're here on this life. And He's given you a salvation not to sit there and hide it, but to share it. Go take it to somebody. You know, He told that last servant, He said, you should have at least taken it to the exchangers. That way when I come back, I could have gotten back mine with some usury. I could have gotten it back with something a little extra. And you know what? That's all I'm good for. He's going to get back me. But I'm going to be saved, and I'm going to do just a little bit here on this side. I may work and work and work, and it may just amount to a little bit, but in the eyes of the Lord, it is sufficient. In the eyes of the Lord, what little sinner I am is enough, because I've got His seal of approval in my heart. I've been saved by Him, and that is good enough. Amen. For the Lord. So this morning you may say, well, I'm not ready. I'll come back when I clean my life up. I'll come back when I'm acting a little better and I've done a little better in my life, when I don't sin quite as much, and then I'll be saved, because then I'll be worthy of it. Then the Lord will really save me, because I'll be worth it. Let me tell you this morning, you'll never be worth it. No. You'll never be worthy of salvation.
No,
never. In the eyes of the law, in the eyes of judgment, in the eyes of fairness, you've got all of your sin piled up a mile high. And you hadn't done a thing to really balance the scales on your own. You can't. But we're not deserving of it. None of us are. But through grace and through faith in Jesus Christ, we are saved by grace through faith. And through faith in Him and by His marvelous saving grace, we can all experience eternal life through a gift that He wants to give you this morning. So as they begin to sing, I pray that you would just follow the Lord and do whatever it is that He'd have you to do.